You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This morning we are welcoming Simon Van Praagh, who is helping with running the Silo Park Summer Program, and you are from Fresh Concept. Good morning.
Good morning,
Lorena. How are you this morning?
Yeah, great, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. It's been a nice, easy morning. Let's talk a little bit about what's going to be happening down at Silo Park and the events that are going to be put on. Can you just give us a little run through on, what's going to be happening?
Sure. Well, there's quite a lot to say, so just sort of tell me if I'm kind of going overboard, because it's sort of quite hard almost to advertise sort of how much is going on without kind of blowing it all away. But look, this is our sixth season down at Silo Park. So the space has really evolved over that time, and Auckland's changed a lot during that time. So I think our big focus this season is to celebrate the diversity of Auckland. And look, we live in what's becoming an international city, so we like to think that the programming is really evolving in that way as well. And I think this weekend's a really good kind of point to that, where we're having a Bollywood film,
Bajira
Mastani.
Awesome. Yeah,
which is neat. And I guess not just sort of saying, hey, you know, it's near Diwali, we'll put on an Indian themed film. It's working with the Indian community, working with Hum FM, who are another great independent radio station, and, you know, working closely within the Indian community to help program and curate not only the Friday but the Saturday as well. So
awesome.
Really excited about that, and a really positive response. So yeah, you'll start seeing a lot more kind of world cinema, and I guess cinema that represents the diversity of the people within Auckland, amongst all of the other favourite stuff as well.
So what's specifically happening this weekend then? So you've got the film.
Yeah, so on Friday night we've got the film. We've also got the Sikh youth community coming down and doing turban wrapping.
Oh, cool.
There'll be sari draping. There'll be dance by Indie Dancer, a community group who do awesome sort of Bollywood sort of style Indian dance. A few bits of surprise and delight as well. Lots of lovely Indian food.
Mm.
So we've also got the Hum FM guys on the DJ sort of side of things as well. Usually we have an eclectic sort of array of DJs. A lot of them actually play here at BFM. So it's
excellent.
Nice to kind of mix it up as well. And so that's Friday night. And then it kind of moves into the Saturday as well. So both on the Friday, I think, you know, the cinema's one part of a Friday, but we've also got food trucks and the bar kicking off from 5 p.m. So we're doing a little thing this Friday and next. If you're coming down between 5 and 6, we're knocking a couple of dollars off your drinks, whether they're alcoholic or non-alcoholic.
Oh, great.
So see, a Friday, full noise, all good. And then we roll into Saturday, our normal big market that kicks off at 12 o'clock. But we've got the wonderful people within the Indian community coming back, and it's just a bonanza, really, from music through to performance, through to a lot of participatory aspects and workshops. And yes, we'd really encourage you to come down,
so
wherever you are, wherever you're from, and get involved.
It's really involving of like everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, Silo Park's activities are always free. Might not be the most conventional at times, but certainly we'd like to think they're accessible. And we get a lot of people down there, and we just want people to feel that it's their space. And we always encourage people to get in touch with us through the Silo Park website if they've got ideas or want to do things. We're really facilitators. It's not really our job. We're trying to become less in the programming side of things and more, hey, this is a space for everybody, get in touch and let's try to make something happen.
And is the theatre going to be, like the cinema, going to be a constant thing throughout the summer? Are you always going to be putting on different films?
Yeah, it's every Friday we have a film. So at 9 o'clock on a Friday, we project onto the side of the silo. And we get, you know, a whole heap of people down there, usually a couple of thousand people watching a film. So it's pretty nice kind of community kind of environment. People parked up on the grass. And yeah, it's so every Friday we're running a film. Next Friday is an interesting one. You can get onto the Facebook, go to the event page for next Friday, and you guys can choose what film we play. So there's four films, which are all kind of Christmassy themed.
Yeah.
It looks like Home Alone's in the running at the moment.
Right.
My personal favourite, Scrooged, isn't really firing, unfortunately.
Oh.
But we'll get Bill Murray there at some stage, I think. So yeah, that's the idea of people kind of just putting their votes forward, and we'll play that film. But yeah, we kick back on the 6th of January, and then every Friday right through to the end of March, there'll be a film. Again, kicking off at 5, food and drink and markets. And then, yeah, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, we're down at Silo Park, and we really encourage you to come on down and get involved.
Fantastic. And this is going to be out throughout the whole of the summer?
Yeah, till the end of March. So
brilliant.
It's a big old season, and, you know, looks like it's going to be a cracking summer. And there's lots going on in Auckland all the time, but the waterfront's a neat little place to come on down. So, yeah, heaps of things going on.
Brilliant. Well, I mean, I think that's kind of... Is there anything else you really want to talk about? What else is going to be... Are there any big plans that you're focusing on?
Yeah, I guess a couple of things that we're pretty proud about this year that are new. So before each movie, we do what's called Silo Sing-Along. So we post what the song will be, and we encourage everyone to kind of have a little sing together. So
that's pretty cool.
Bit of Rick Astley last Friday went down quite well, having, you know, a couple of thousand people attempting to sort of sing a bit of him or... and I think this Friday we're doing Brimful of Asher, which is kind of a nice mix between that sort of Indian and European kind of vibes.
Great.
Also on Sundays we do a thing called Silo Stories. So at 1 o'clock on a Sunday, we get different prominent Aucklanders coming down and reading stories to children, all free. So we had Mikey Havoc the first Sunday, and last week we had Susie Cato, and that was phenomenal.
Oh, that would have been great.
Yeah, she's awesome. She brought out all the old favourites. And this Sunday we have Anna Coddington, which we're really blessed to have down there. And she's reading Roadworks, The Gruffalo and A Lion in the Meadow.
Oh, that's one of my favourites.
Yes,
A Lion in the Meadow.
Some good ones there.
Yeah.
And Rio from Trinity Roots on the turntables during the afternoon on Sunday. So,
awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of, I think, adding a few of those elements. We'll be introducing a produce market at some stage in January next year. Little Sunday morning kind of thing. So, yeah, always trying to evolve and change and keep things fresh.
It sounds like it's going to be a fantastic summer down at Silo Park.
We hope so, yeah. Yeah. And as I said, you know, Auckland's a pretty vibey place now, and it's cool to, you know, see how it's all changing. And, yeah, we certainly think that we, you know, feel that Silo Park should be for everybody and really open, as I said, for people to get in touch and get involved.
Well, thank you so much, Simon, for coming in this morning. And, yeah, good luck with all the organising of everything.
Cool, thank you. Can I just say one little thank you, and that's to Panuku Development Auckland, who are part of council, and it's their space.
Cool.
And they contribute budget to what we do down there. So really must give them a big shout-out. And also to all the team on the ground and behind the scenes that put it all on. They're doing an amazing thing. There's a lot of people that takes to do these sorts of things
absolutely.
Over such a long period of time. So,
big shout-out to them.
Thank you.
Cool, thank you so much, Simon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.